why is it a national security threat? Just imagine if Juba was to cope. Let me just talk about Juba. Leave Yei, leave Bor, leave. Just Juba. If Juba were to cope with about 300 to 400 fatalities in a day, death in a day, how would we manage? Now in New York, you're having over 700, 800 fatalities in a day. In some other places, you know how it was in Italy. We have seen corpses rotting in Latin America. Somebody was talking about their having the head of their family was dead for 3 days in their living room. They were calling, but because the health services were so stretched, nobody could come and help them. If that cannot describe a national security threat, if you have, in some countries now, you're having over 1,000 deaths. In only less than 2 months, the U.S. have recorded more than 23,000 fatalities. 31,000 now. In any one time, in a battlefield, you don't have that number dropping. That is the seriousness. And really, when we talk about social distancing, do simple things as washing your hands and so on, and we're taking it casually. It's just we are not imagining what the situation could be if we reach that stage. Ours is really to prevent. Really, really to prevent. And even if it means we persevere in other lives, in other fields, it's better for us. Because I don't see us managing on that.